Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good sunny Saturday morning, everyone. This is Linda from Buffalo, and I just want to welcome everyone to the call. This is the Hope Collections Coaches Call, brought to you by... Okay, I'm sorry, I got interrupted there. Why don't you go ahead and give a nice introduction?
Well, I think you started doing that, honey, but the Blog Radio Show was invented by an actual genius of a gentleman named Burl Walk, and he brought leaders of the world together, like Len Cain, Joel Griffin, Rick Reese, Brian Dorsey. And what it does is it allows us to have this platform, this technical platform, to talk to each other every day or every week. And we do that by 6 days a week, Monday through Friday. The show is about introducing people to the world of hope. We share the Golden Rule Society, and we talk about from Marketplace Ministries, and we talk about travel. And then we have another gentleman, I call him the Mighty Oak, Robert Oakley, who was a great leader, not only in his past of his life. He was an executive VP of AT&T, the world's largest company. And then in retirement, he's become a leader in helping families settle and become citizens of the United States. He helps them to get their paperwork so they can have that. He helps them get housing, and he builds homes and apartments for folks that come and are looking to do that. He lives in New Jersey, and he and his son operate that organization. And he is the host for a Thursday show on family. And so doing all those things as using this platform of the Optimize Your Life show, we call it that. Yeah, doesn't that sound good? Optimize your life. How to make it the best that you can make it. And so we save Saturday morning for this time for the people who say, yes, I'm going to be a partner. I'm going to join. I'm going to join the Hope Collection. Might have the option of becoming a member of the Golden Rule Society. You can become part of the Marketplace Ministries. Those are all outreaches that are partners. Those are things a person who wants to be a working, supportive servant, really. We are a model for our company. Someone wants to know, what's the organization look like? Well, we have all these people that do all these things in the area of faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. Now, under those eight pillars, what we do is we have people, companies, organizations, and the way to connect with all of those to use the kind of tools that can make someone's life better. That's pretty expensive, but it's all about helping others, helping them help others. Helping somebody else is the thing that we're asked by the Lord to do. And you say that to anybody, and I don't know anybody would say, no, I don't want to help somebody. If they are, frankly, they have a heart problem. And what we do is we try to help them not to have a heart problem. When I say heart problem, they may have physical health, and we have areas to help someone that way. But I'm talking about spiritual. I'm talking about having a heart that says, I want to help somebody else. But then when you do help them, now you got to put them, you become a trainer to help them help others. Now that multiplies the team. Our objective is not to have a team that's got eight people on it. We want to have a team that helps thousands. And so to do that, if it's only you, it's only me, well, then that's two. But if you and I help somebody else, each of us helped, let's say each of us helped two. Now instead of two of us, two, four, six, That's six of us. Now, if you have six
that
people help,
that becomes a math problem.
Yeah, if six people help two people each, that's not 12. That's a, you have six, and they have two, and they have two. So that's 2, 4, 6, and times six. Now it's 36 people. We started out with two, and now we're up to 36 people. That is math. Yeah, it is simple. But what happens? The 36 members, can 36 people joining hearts, joining efforts, and work to improve things, does that make a bigger impact than two?
Yes. Definitely. It becomes a movement.
Yeah. And that's what the Hope Collection is. It's a collection of efforts. And the government is a one-to-one organization. They just take lots of everybody's money and they give it out to choose people they want to give it to. That doesn't help everybody. And the person who gives out the money gets to beat their heart and pound themselves and go on TV and say how great I art. But the person they help really doesn't get anywhere. It's temporary, and it's very limited. That's why it doesn't work. See, it's all about having a heart that's going to help others and multiply. And, you know, that's what makes it happen. You know, there's a plant and there's a flower that comes up every year in the spring, and they're beautiful. In fact, when the snow is still on the ground, this little flower will come up out of the ground, and between the snow and the green grass under the snow, the plant that comes up is bright green, and that has a bloom. And usually they're purple or purple and white, deep colored, light colored, and they're crocuses. And they're little bulbs. They don't come from a root. They come from a bulb that has roots. Now, when you grow them, what happens is during the year, they multiply. A bulb will become two bulbs. Next year, if you don't disturb it, when your plant comes up, two bulbs will come up. Two flowers will come up. And then you can get a whole wheel of apple tree in the front lawn by the front door. And every year, we get more and more little crocuses come up in the spring. And the timing is just wonderful because spring is when new things happen and growth. And it's a demonstration of how God uses our spirit in our hearts when we say, I want to help someone. Derek, that's what you're doing. You're planting a seed that's a bulb that is not just going to grow and produce a flower. It's going to produce other bulbs, and then we'll have more flowers. And pretty soon you got a field of flowers. Daffodils. My wife loves daffodils. It's her favorite flower. And, you know, daffodils, there's songs about daffodils. I can't think of it now, and I won't sing it this early in the morning. But there's songs about it. Daffodils, when you plant one daffodil bulb, the next year more, there'll be more bulbs. And then you have more flowers. And pretty soon you got a bunch of flowers. And after a while, you got a field. If you drive along a highway where they plant some bulbs, daffodil bulbs, within a couple of years, it's like 50 feet of daffodils. It's like
yeah.
a garden. And
it's always so pretty.
Say, well, yeah, they go out and they weed it. You know, they send out a team of people that work for the parks department. They kind of do a little feeding and flowers and vitamins. You know. And they keep growing and they keep expanding. And now you get to appreciate the whole field of flowers. And they're beautiful. That's
and when you think it starts with one. And it starts with just our effort of, you know, talking to somebody and sharing a dream. And then that person then talks to somebody else, and then you're still talking to other people, and it just multiplies. I want to say hi, good morning. We talked about Bob Oakley, the Mighty Oak, and he's on the line right now. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Who
hi,
could
Bob.
Be And it's such a beautiful summer's day as today, you know. We've had a few days of 90-degree weather, which was really, and now it's a nice, comfortable 75 to 80. So it's just one of those perfect, perfect weather days. So it's wonderful. But I
just
want
to welcome everyone. Yeah, we're having the same
thing here, too. Yes,
we're having beautiful weather here also.
Oh,
and, you know,
good.
The sun is shining. Even when it's cloudy, the sun is shining in our hearts. And,
yes,
and we have our hearts open to the people that we're trying to have
yeah.
a better life, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, Ronnie, when you were talking about the spread of the flowers and the trees and everything, it's I was thinking about my family. You know, when I first got married, I never thought that I would have 9 children, you know, in my life. and it has grown, and now with 30 some grandchildren and great grandchildren, it's growing like crazy. And
yeah.
our business program works the same way. The more people you bring into the program, the more it grows, and it ends up growing exponentially. So it's an amazing thing. I know Derek and I have been working together for a while, and his program, the people that he contacts every day are growing. And
Brandon couldn't make the radio show this morning. He texted me this morning.
Great. And we talked to him last night, right? And,
he couldn't make the call this morning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, let's see, that happens sometimes too. People have a life, you know, and they have things to do in their schedule, and they have habits that we try to help them to rehab their habits, to make the business a priority, make it a priority for them, and that sometimes that takes time, and just like the trees coming up and growing, and it takes time. You know, I love the springtime of the year because everything turns beautiful. The trees that are almost look like they're dead in the wintertime, they get all full of leaves and seeds and flowers, and you know, it's just beautiful. People are the same way. They grow. They grow and they grow and they grow and they grow, and it's all part of what is their dream? What do they have in their life that they're missing? That they want to improve something, and we help them to do that, and that's a great feeling to help people to achieve what it is they want to achieve in their life. So. That's very, very, very important, and that's what God wants us to do. That's what He wants us to help. He wants us to help His people. And,
I sent them a hope card on Messenger.
Great. and
He's an animal.
yeah. Not a day goes by, and Derek does. He says to me, "I gave out some more hope cards, and you know, I contacted somebody else, and." We try to get to them and find out what it is that they're interested in and what we can help them with, and then we go from there. So it's a wonderful thing, and like Jimmy Stewart says, it's a wonderful life, and we help people to have a wonderful life, you know. And
I really want to help people, Bob.
Yep, I know you do. I know you do. That's your main goal in life, is helping people. And then your secondary goal is to have become a life coach. And we're going to accomplish those things together. So, it gives me a great satisfaction to see you growing, Derek, and to see you helping all these people, and to see that you're focused in the right direction. And I see that with so many people, with my children over the years, I've seen tremendous growth and tremendous desire to help people. And they're spreading out like those flowers in the field. They're spreading all over the world.
Yeah.
I have family in Puerto Rico now and in Germany and in Colombia, South America. So it's spreading. It's spreading all over the world. And it's a wonderful thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, mm-hmm. for that. And
you started with two. And now you have, what, 36?
yeah, right.
You know, in your family, you know, it just started with two. And that's the way how, you know, ideas are spread. That's how, look at the gospel, how that was spread.
Right.
Started with one and then started with 12. And now, you know, you can't count the, you know, the...
you know, and there's no way I could stop the growth, even if I wanted to. I don't want to, but if I wanted to, there's no way I can stop it. Because God is in control and he's making it happen. You know, and same way with the business. There's no way we can. Once it takes off, there's no way we can stop it. It just keeps growing and growing and growing because it's not dependent on us. It's dependent on them, the people we're working with, and what is their desire and what is their needs, and so it's just a wonderful thing. So I'm going to turn it back to you guys.
All righty. I just want to welcome the Umphreyvilles. I see that Gary and Linda are on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Ron and Bob.
Bob's here. And Derek.
Howdy.
Good morning.
You're doing great.
Gary, this is Ron.
Great.
And, you know, we had a great day yesterday, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And I want everybody to know that Gary and I were having a after the call, talking with people, including, and, of course, the host, the guest was Captain Len King yesterday. We had a magnificent show. And afterwards, Gary and I were in a conversation that was on different areas and topics. And I just wanted to share with everybody how the Hope Collection, when we intertwine with each other, there are different times that we share things that aren't necessarily, we're not just talking about the Hope. I mean, it's always we're talking about Hope because Hope is Christ. Hope is building the world and sharing and lifting people up. But Gary and I were talking. I want you to know that Gary stopped and said a prayer for me. And I want to tell you something. It was one of the most touching prayers that anyone has ever said. It really helped me. Now, we always think it's like we're running a show or we're introducing people and doing things like that. We forget that not only do we help others, but those people, same people, can turn around and help us.
Yep.
And I just want to acknowledge. And it was just a beautiful prayer, and it was really touching. And I want everybody to know that every one of us at different times can reach out. And you don't know when you're helping someone. You don't know what you say is going to make a difference in anybody's life that you talk to. That's what Christ wanted us to be and do in this world. So I'm just, like you say, it really made my day.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that Gary and I prayed about happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was magnificent. So, you know, if you ever wonder if prayer works, let me tell you something, guys. God is powerful, and he answers prayer. And so it's just really kind of a neat, neat thing. And we're all about finding ways to help each other. And those that we bring into the bring them on the team. We're building a team. And every one of us have the ability to bring a new member, multiple members to the team. But the whole idea here, Lynn and I were talking about this before the show this morning. Our job is not only to bring people to the team. Our job is to help lead them. And if we don't have to do it, allow somebody on the team to help those new people. And I can tell you right now, we have several. Joel was very smart. Everybody, we haven't talked about the duplex in a while. I'm going to take a few minutes and talk about the duplex. Joel, his last few months he was living out forever his life, he talked about the duplex. He didn't always call it that. But he always talked about having a duplex like a house where you live in one side, and that's where you exist and do everything you do and exercise and hobbies and work and play and all that stuff. On the other side of the duplex, that becomes a resource to support your side of the duplex. And that is including economic or income sources. And only in America did our education system become so myopical, that means single-minded, that they believe that you get one education, one job, and that's what you do, and that's it, and finish your life out and die. And they always said, if you get a good education, get a good job, work hard, and at the end you'll be okay. And at the pandemic, most of the world found out that it was a lie, because everybody shut down all around the world. The United States, they by edict shut the jobs down, shut companies down. They shut churches down, guys. That's the horribleness of power that's given to people that they're not responsible. No, I'm not getting political. I'm just telling you, those are the facts. So for 2 years, everybody was in jail. Stay at home. Don't talk to anybody. Stay away. Don't get anywhere near anybody. People wouldn't even sit in the same room with you out of fear. That's not Christian, by the way, guys. You know, think about it. When Christ had his 12 disciples and he was charging them to go out into the world, in the instructions, he did not say to the 12, well, you know, at that time, 2,000 years ago, there was an epidemic going on, and there was no medicines. And that epidemic was highly contagious. And if you got it, the end result of that ailment, that disease, is death, a horrible death. By the way, it was called leprosy. And what they did, if you got leprosy, they isolated you. You went into a colony where if you got it, out of respect to not wanting to hurt other people, by choice you were supposed to go there. And if not, they forced you to go there. They isolated you. And today they have medicines and things that can help somebody. So if they get leprosy, it can be controlled and keep it in a non- affliction, they've reduced the ability for it to spread, so that no longer do you hear anybody talking about leprosy. Leper colonies don't exist. Well, you know what? That's because of modern medicine. That's because communications. People learned what it was they were dealing with. Now, what have we just gone through? It took us 2 years to get through it. And there was a lot of good stuff that people did, because if they didn't, a lot of people, and by the way, there was tragedy. Millions of people around the world did die. But at the same time, the miracle, and I love this, because of a system of communication that one of the companies that actually is a supplier to the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society, it's called INTIVA, and that stands for some letters. And it's an international organization that the founder, a genius, Alexander Cangellario, he and his staff of brilliant people with computer and creative programming in the computer world created, it's called Lockstep. It's a system of being able to utilize the internet safely without it ever being, it's so complex, nobody can break it down. And let's say you have an idea, no one can steal it. So because of INTIVA, Now, there was one of the things that happened, a miracle of the world, a leader of the world said, we're going to allow every medical company, every physician, every scientist to talk together and work to find a cure. Now, it took 9 years to get a sulk of polio vaccination. That was today, polio is just about eradicated. It was, but there's little pop-ups. But it took 9 years to get that approved in the United States of America. Under the system of communications that Intiva, our partner supplier, what they were able to do, guys, is they created a vaccine that has saved millions of lives, prevented millions of people from dying. People still got sick, but they didn't die. They just got sick. Now, because, first of all, they had a way of doing it. They had a way of communicating it. They let the medicine, the science, the testing. And that happened, by the way, in 9 months. 9 years versus 9 months. Now, if that isn't incredible and a blessing, I don't know what is. But here's the thing. The result of the actual problem, COVID, we made there are a lot of mistakes that were made. A lot of great things happened because we got to the point where go get a shot, get tested, or just get the shot and then test. Then there were tests to make sure that you either had it or you're okay if you did have it. And now we're walking around and everywhere around. I know Buffalo, New York, today is Juneteenth Day. It's a large international celebration of Abraham Lincoln freeing the slaves. And that's everywhere around the country today there are celebrations. The largest one is in Galveston, Texas. And that's where the first Juneteenth festival after the Civil War, where the Union troops came down and talked to the entire town, that all the slaves, they made an announcement. They said, Abraham Lincoln has made this proclamation and you are now free. The guy that owned them, the slave owner, was a trapper from Canada. And now they're free. And that's when the Juneteenth celebration started. Well, today in Buffalo at Martin Luther King Park is one of the second largest Juneteenth festival in the world happens here in Buffalo. And it's a great celebration of being free. Now, just because you make the proclamation doesn't make everybody free. There's still a battle to be free. And many people just want a proclamation and think that does it. It takes work. It takes commitment. It takes giving ourselves to make sure, because we all fail short and come short of the glory of God because we're human. And so there are people that want to say, well, not everybody is totally free. Not everybody is free. Not everyone is treated free. Well, that's true. I'm not going to deny that. But the fact is that this is the only country in the world that ever had a proclamation. So celebration, no one else in the world has the proclamation made. And we fought one of the bloodiest wars in the world of history of man happened, and we almost destroyed our country. But by fighting the war, we built our country, and we resolved it. And now today, many, many people that at one time were owned. But today, because of proclamation, now they can choose to be free. Now, let me say something. There are people walking around that still believe they're slaves. Freest country in the world. And in their brains, in their minds, in their spirit, they still think they're slaves. They think somebody else controls them. And if they haven't acted on their freedom and taken responsibility and worked towards being a contributor and become a giver, they are still slaves. And so what we're going to do at the Hope Collection, the rest of our lives, is to help people to be free.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
So important.
Because there's
so important.
Also so important that, you know, economic freedom. Because if you have a job that you hated, but you don't see any other way, economic freedom. And one of the things when we talk to people and share the Hope Collection and share our knowledge is to expand somebody's mind. You know, when, you know, the whole, you know, what Ron had said about, you know, in the past you could, you know, get a good education, go to a good job and work for 50 years and that, you know, those times of, first of all, for somebody to stay in the same job for 50 years is just about, you know, just about unheard of. But just open people's mind that there are other ways of having that duplex, keep your job, but then do something on the side that you can then replace the job. And there's so many different ways of doing that. And so you find what people are interested in and what fits for each person. And that's what I love about, you know, having being able to talk with a number of people, sharing ideas. I know the calls during the week will also do that because you can touch on so many different avenues. So you're not stuck in just, this is what I've always done. No, do something different. Look into things. And what's nice with when Joe always talked about the duplex, it's not jumping full force, use the duplex. Keep what you have and then build something on the side. And then when what you build on the side becomes even greater than, you know, the first part of the duplex, you have a choice then of changing. And so it's just a wonderful thing that, you know, that sometimes people don't realize that they have options. And that's what we can give people, are options. I always talk about that the Hope Collection and what we do we're connectors. When Derek gives out a Hope card, he's connecting people with a whole team of people. And same thing, Bob, what you do, and Gary, what you do is, you know, just by being friendly and talking to somebody, we can connect somebody with, for instance, you know, like with Bob, you know, if somebody needs housing, you can connect him with somebody.
My friend Ryan needs housing. He told me that.
Okay, see, and that's just one of the many areas that we can connect that person with somebody. We don't need to have all the answers. And that's what I love. You know, that's why you always build a team, because you might not have all the answers, but you can connect them with somebody else that has some answers. I know right now we're very excited about gold and silver, because we always thought that was just for rich people, that, you know, we can't buy gold and silver. Well, yes, we can. Or, you know, the different programs that, you know, with housing and even with, like, with travel, for instance. On Tuesdays, Ron speaks with Rick Reese, who is so well versed in travel and the whole opportunity, not just going on a trip, but building a team to help. Again, it's building a team to help people achieve financial and personal goals. And it's because it's not always just financial goals, but a lot of times it's also personal goals that we are really most excited about. Gary, when you got the certification for life coach, it's because it's a personal goal that you wanted to expand your knowledge and your outreach. And that's what's so important. And that's what's so exciting, because every month we get a new book, and we call it the Book of the Month Club. But books can expand your knowledge, and you know, you start to by reading what somebody has written, especially in the kind of books that artists send to us and that Joel always sent. it opens your mind to how much you can do and how, you know, it's, you know, sometimes I like, you know, a mystery book, but it doesn't really help me expand my horizon, expand my mind. But, you know, getting the books, in fact, I just came across one, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success, How We Can Learn to Fulfill Our Potential in Parenting, Business, School, and Relationships. I mean, that kind of covers everything. And what's nice, now, this is one of the books that were sent to us, but what was wonderful is that we can learn from these books. I was, back years ago, and going back, I was super shy. I just thought I couldn't, you know, carry on a conversation. I couldn't, Ron teased that I couldn't lead a group in silent prayer. But one of the books that helped, I think it was Dr. Shuler's Self-Love. And I realized when I was always so shy, because I was only concentrating on me. Oh, what would people think of me? What, instead of realizing that I have something to share and I can just, you know, I don't have to be a know-it-all, but I can be somebody that can share the good word and share an experience and share some knowledge that I have gained from reading a book. And so it just really changed my whole perception of myself. And that's what books can do. And that's why, you know, having a, you know, being part of the Book of the Month Club, which is quite easy to do because artists can always add another person to it. And it's something that, and then books that we have that we've read, we can share with somebody. You know, it doesn't do any good necessarily just sitting on your bookshelf when somebody else, you could just, Don Anderson was famous for just sharing books and giving books away and how that can help people, because I know books have helped me so much. So that's one thing too, you know, and it's something that a physical, you know, something that you can hand, a material thing that you can give somebody that besides your smile, but something that they can hold on to and learn from. So that's what's really exciting. I've just, you know, came across this book, and I know we just got a brand new book from Artis. It's in the other room, so I can't remember the title. But by sharing knowledge, we can change the world. So, I've kind of got off on a soapbox there, but so.
Well, Linda, I want to congratulate you because you just proved once again, you remember back when we were first married and dated, we talked to each other and had a great time, and we had a little circle of friends, and with those people, we were comfortable, so we talked. Not a lot, but we talked. Well, I talk. But over the years, because of the influence of shows like this and being around people that Joel and Artis introduced us to and other people introduced us to, we evolved. We became more. We aren't what we were. We still have the same love. We still have the same spirit. We still believe the foundation of our life is our faith, and it still is. So that didn't change, but we've added a perspective of being able to be free. And again, this being Juneteenth Day, a proclamation of freedom. I ask everybody in the call to make the proclamation today for yourself to be free and be freer than where you are. Decide to take a step out. Step out. Derek, either online or at the coffee shop, famous for going to the coffee shop, and handing out cards and seeing people, and he meets people. A lot of people are so afraid to talk to somebody. Well, if you're afraid to talk to somebody, you can't help them. And that's selfish. I'm sorry. That's selfish.
But what the other thing too that Derek shows is that you don't have to, you can, he even talks to people on Facebook and on messaging.
Internet.
So yeah, so that's the other thing too. Because of today, because of communication, we don't have to, if we wanted to talk to somebody in South Carolina, we don't have to get in our car and drive to South Carolina. But we can see them face to face on a Zoom call or on by messaging or Facebook. And that's what's so exciting, that we're not limited by our physical proximity to somebody. So that is, you know, and that's one of the good things actually that came out of the pandemic, and how many people realize that they can communicate across country and across the world, really, and, you know, in a way that we, of course, used Zoom and messaging and TalkFusion in the past, but now it's really been brought to the forefront that how we can just really communicate and share ideas. One of the things I love about so many programs and projects that we work on, there are videos that we don't have to take the time or take the knowledge to explain something to somebody. We can send a really neat video and say, hey, is this of interest to you? Watch this, you know, 15-minute video or 10-minute video, and let's talk to discuss it, instead of us having to call somebody and try to share a concept or an idea. We can use a professional video, and so many, I know, our travel business has wonderful videos, our 7K, you know, probably, you know, and then, you know, with so many vehicles that we use for, you know, we have a very diverse
supply chain.
Yes, yeah.
We are all supply chain managers, guys. By the way,
yes.
that is a category that affords us tax positions that help us capture and keep more of our money. Because the government wants us to be successful. Well, you may not believe it. The one now doesn't. But the government, the concept of our government is to help people be prosperous. That's what the tax code does. Now, if you use it properly, it's a friend. If you don't use it properly, it can be an enemy. So we want to make sure we're always on the friendship side of that. We usually, the show's run over this morning, and that's exciting. We've had a lot of conversation. I'd like
you
to
on
know
out
the
today.
Website's coming along. They're coming along. I'll see Kimberly tomorrow in church, and we're setting up real work time to make the website working. And Gary Helfenstein is actually developing one. We're going to have the eight pillars are going to have a category as part of the website, and he's moved on making the education pillar of the whole collection. He's working on that right now too. So yes, Derek, answering that question, yes, we're working now, more than working on it, we're getting it done. So that'll be a little longer, it's getting there, but I want to finish saying this probably was one of the best coaching shows that we've had, I think, in a long time. It is archived, and I'd like to encourage people to go back, download it, and put it in a folder on your internet, on your computer, that you can come back and play it back and listen to it, because so many good things were shared this morning, and I'm very excited how my different ideas and things that were shared today are the very principles that Joel and Artis have been teaching us for over 40 years, still doing it today. But guys, well, I hope you have a blessed day. We look forward to
a great week.
Happy
Father's Day for the moment, Rod.
Yes.
Well,
good
thank
point,
you.
Dave.
Very
oh,
nice to you,
yes.
Derek,
thank you.
And everybody. Robert, Gary, and Linda. I mean, boy, oh, boy, what a wonderful thing today to have this weekend Father's Day, too. So, everybody,
thanks.
go make it a better world today, and we'll talk some more. Robert, are you available to talk to afterwards?
Yes, for a minute.
Okay, I'll call you. Thanks.
Yes, give me a call.
All right, bye now.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Bob, I'll call you at 8 o'clock tonight, Bob.
I think he's already hung up, so we'll talk later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Miller.